Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stephen Pickford along here with Willem Backus discussing one of our favorite cities, Jacksonville, Florida, Florida's first coast, with Jennifer Bryant, Senior Communications Manager with Visit Jacksonville. Welcome to Travel World, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thanks for thinking of Jacksonville.
Oh, it's been on our minds for well over 20-something years. You know, the first time I thought of Jacksonville, I thought it was maybe just a small little city there on the northeast corner of Florida, maybe a tiny little beach. But, wow, I got there the first time, 1987, and there are miles and miles of beach there. I mean,
There are over 21 miles of beaches on the northeast Florida coast in Jacksonville.
It was like one of these really undiscovered places where what makes Jacksonville special is people live there. It's a community. It's not just there for tourists.
That's right. It's a great tourist destination, but there are lots of people that live here year-round and really love it here, which produces, you know, great restaurants and fun things to do throughout the year for visitors to take and part of as well.
Well, to tell us a bit about some of the things that somebody might have been in Jacksonville years ago, and now all of a sudden they say, hey, we're looking for something really unique and different to go to. What's happening on the Jacksonville scene these days?
Well, Jacksonville has some great new attractions that just opened recently, and then some great events coming up for the spring. The new attractions that just opened, we have the largest digital planetarium just opened late in 2010 at the Museum of Science and History. They have a great array of programming, so if you're traveling with families, they have some great kids programs, and then for adults that are traveling, they late at night do some cosmic concerts in that new planetarium, so that's a really fun thing to check out that's new in the area. And then Latitude 30 is another great entertainment venue that just opened on near the Avenue Mall in Jacksonville. It opened early in 2011. It can be family-friendly, but it's also great for adult entertainment. They have everything from a great arcade to a sports bar and a boutique bowling alley, a movie theater where you can eat dinner and take in a meal. They have fabulous food, and then they do a Vegas-style showroom as well. So lots of things going on at that new venue, Latitude 30, as well.
What I like about Jacksonville is how the river has opened up. I mean, 20-something years ago, it had just started with the River Walk and the vision of Mayor Jake Godbold and all coming into place, and it still, every time I visit, it makes the vibrancy of the city come alive. You think, hey, here's like a truly world-class city. The vision of the skyscrapers, the blue glass, the green glass reflecting the river, and it comes to life, and seeing people out there enjoying themselves, you really want to join in and part of that fun.
Yeah, so Riverwalk has really expanded and become a focal point in the downtown Jacksonville area. The St. John's River runs through the middle of our downtown with, downtown is known for great dining and arts and culture. So in addition to the beaches, we have this beautiful Riverwalk area where you can have a meal on the river. You know, fresh seafood is something Jacksonville is known for. It's also a great location where a lot of our festivals take place, including the annual Jacksonville Jazz Festival, which is held annually over Memorial Day weekend. So this year you'll be able to find it May 26th through the 29th. So that's a three-day free music festival with some world-renowned artists that come down and play along the river and scattered out through downtown. So that's something fun to check out. And then also in the springtime, there's a Riverside Arts Market right downtown on the waterfront where local artists set up booths and sell their artwork and, do live art displays for visitors to watch. And there's live entertainment and great food. And so that's a weekly festival that you can check out every Saturday under the Fuller Warren Bridge from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if you're ever in Jacksonville over the weekend, that's a great fun activity to take part in.
Yeah, it was fun. I just had a bite to eat, a hot dog, and sat out there. There was a couple of performers on the stage, and you see the city skyline in the background and boats going back and forth and a light breeze. And hey, I mean, that's what Saturday afternoon Southern style living is all about.
That's right. Enjoying the sunshine and the river breezes. And it's like another free event. So that's, you know, great too for people traveling on a budget.
And just drive afterwards through that whole riverside area with the magnificent trees and the homes and a quiet, genteel way of life.
It is. That's a beautiful neighborhood, the Riverside Avondale neighborhood, and there's some great pockets there with some boutiques and wonderful dining as well. And they have a new podcast that visitors can download and take a walking tour of that neighborhood, which is which sprouted after the Great Fire of 1901. So there's some really a variety of architectural styles throughout that neighborhood. So it's a beautiful walk to go through and see all of those different styles in that neighborhood.
And that's also the neighborhood where the Cummer Museum of Art and Gardens is located right next door, actually.
That's right. The Cummer Museum of Art and Gardens, which is actually celebrating its 50th anniversary in 2011, is actually within walking distance of the Riverside Arts Market and is right in the center of that Riverside Avondale neighborhood. It's one of our most popular attractions, and it's something I think anybody could really enjoy. The garden have beautiful historic gardens right there on the river, and you know, wonderful permanent art exhibits, and then always have a great traveling exhibit there as well, and a world-renowned kids exhibit too. So if you're traveling with family, it's definitely a good way to get the kids involved and hands-on with the art there.
And children also love zoos, and Jacksonville has a beautiful zoo with a new exhibit opening up soon.
Yes, the Jacksonville Zoo Garden is another one of our most loved attractions, and they just opened up Dino Alive this past weekend, and it runs through June, the end of June. And Dino Alive is, I actually had the privilege of seeing it when it first opened, and it's such a neat exhibit that they have right now. It's sort of hard to imagine it, but it's almost like walking through a wooded path and seeing real life dinosaurs there. The animatronics are done so well, and they've carved out this beautiful path with over about 20 dinosaurs for you to go and seek out and explore, sort of tucked in the back of the zoo. So it's a really neat, fun exhibit, and if people are traveling here over the summer, it's something they should definitely check out.
On a previous visit to Jacksonville, one of the very interesting exhibits that we saw was that they had found the maple leaf, which was a steamer from the Civil War era that had sunk in the St. John's River, and they had just found it in recent years and had been digging up some of its artifacts and placing them in local exhibits. So Civil War fans will find a lot of interesting things, both the north and south, traversing the St. John's River back in the 1860s. Baseball fans also have interesting things to see. I remember the Jacksonville Suns were the AA team years and years ago of the Montreal Expos, and they used to always have a report on Montreal television every week about what was going on in Jacksonville baseball, and I see they're still affiliated with what eventually became of the ownership team of the Montreal Expos, the Florida Marlins, Jeffrey Loria and David Sampson. So they've got a new stadium down there, and Montreal doesn't have the new stadium, but Jacksonville does.
It's a beautiful baseball stadium in the heart of downtown Jacksonville, and the Jacksonville Suns are actually the 2009 and 2010 Southern League champions. So they're a really fun team to go out and watch. They play really well. It's affordable fun for everyone to go and check out. Their season runs April 7th through September 5th. And it's just so fun to go out and just be in the Florida sunshine and take in a baseball game and, you know, grab a hot dog and some popcorn and just enjoy them. Even if you don't know much about baseball or the Suns themselves, it's just fun to be out there and enjoy the atmosphere.
Well, you'll be watching some possibly future major leaguers, because AA and AAA ball is the way baseball used to be, like in the 50s and 60s, before it became a mega, mega sport, and a lot of big heads started to grow along with their salaries. So
exactly, and there are definitely some rising stars on the team, and some that have recently gone on to the major leagues.
So we've got maybe around 1 minute left to go. Maybe you can just give us a short wrap-up of highlights on where people can get more information about Jacksonville from the Jacksonville Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Sure. Like I mentioned before, there's some great festivals and events going on. The weather's already turning warm, so it's a great time to visit Jacksonville in the spring and the summer. People looking for hotel packages and the calendar events and suggestions for things to do can go to visitjacksonville.com and find out all that information. And if people want more of an inside scoop and the locals' perspective, they can always go to our Facebook page as well, which is facebook.com/visitjacksonville. So either of those sources are great places to go and get the scoop on all things Jacksonville. And we hope that, you know, people will come and visit. And it really is a hidden Florida gem. And we're really excited to welcome new visitors and returning visitors to Jacksonville.
Well, thank you, Jennifer Bryan from Visit Jacksonville, for an update on Florida's First Coast, Jacksonville, Florida, one of our favorite places to visit. And coming up, more of great things to see and do on the Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Dylan and Steve.